Well, Happy New Year. Those of you who pay attention to liturgical things know that the first Sunday of Advent is the first Sunday of the year in terms of the liturgical cycles of the church. Of course, we have New Year's on January the 1st and the secular world around us. But the church wants us to use this Sunday as a way of beginning again, entering into the mysteries of our faith. And we'll travel from here to Christmas, and then through ordinary time, and then the season of Lent will be upon us, and then the season of Easter and Pentecost, and back to ordinary time. And before you know it or not, it'll be next Advent. So happy Advent. The symbols of Advent are obvious today. The purple robe that the priest wears is a sign of penance, usually. And it is supposed to be a penitential season in the sense that we discipline ourselves so that we can prepare ourselves for the celebration of Christmas. But it's also a color that is reflective, kind of calls us to be serious. And I think that's more the theme of Advent, that it's a time of the year when the church asks us to take our Christian life seriously and to be reflective. The Advent wreath, you know, the wreath, the green wreath with the four candles, is a way of tracking time. The time passes very quickly, doesn't it? And time is something we never get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. Every moment, we're closer to our death, actually, and we're closer to eternity. And the Advent wreath is a reminder to us to use the time that God has given us very, very well. In fact, the only thing we can actually give God is our time, right? And what we do with our time. And we need to use that time well by being reflective Christians. And that's the theme of today's scripture readings, that we should try to pay attention, attentiveness, to wake up. We heard it a number of times in today's gospel. The deacon read it very forcefully. He told us, using Jesus' words, be watchful, be alert. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. So this is a season where the church asks us to be attentive and to do it in a way that is enthusiastic. The opening prayer for the first Sunday of Advent is a very interesting prayer, because although this is a season of reflective waiting for the coming of the Lord, the prayer tells us, grant your faithful the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. You know, the word Advent means the coming, the coming of God into the world, the coming of Christ into our lives. And Advent is a time when we prepare to celebrate the first arrival of Jesus at Christmas more than 2,000 years ago. But it's not only that. In fact, Advent's more about the future than it is about the past. It's preparing for the second coming of Christ at the end of time and the daily coming of Christ into our lives as Christians. And we need to be attentive to do that. We need to do it with a certain kind of enthusiasm that leads us to run forth to meet the Christ who comes to us. So I'd like to suggest to you three kinds of watching during the Advent season. And the first is to watch out. We need to watch out for the problems that we could encounter as Christians, to be attentive to the temptations that come our way. And our world is full of temptations, right? And if we aren't paying attention, those temptations take over our lives. If we could just be a little bit more watchful, we would avoid what we call the near occasions of sin and be more aligned with the plan of God for our lives. So we have to ask ourselves, what do I need to watch out for in my life as a Christian? What are the temptations that get in my way of being a disciple of Christ? A second kind of watching that's part of the Advent season is to watch for. You know, watch out for the bad things and watch for the good things. Because we know Jesus continues to come into our lives, knocking at the door of our heart, wanting our attention. He comes to us in the sacraments of the church, in his word, in scripture, You know, so Advent is a time when we imitate Mary, who the scriptures tell us pondered the mysteries of God in her heart. And when she heard the word of God, she listened. She was attentive. And we need to be watchful to the word of God that comes into our lives in scripture. Do you look at your Bible, you know, or is it just sit on the shelf? You know, do you pay attention at Mass with expectation that the Lord is going to say something clearly to you and directly to you in the scripture readings, which we heard today? Because the Lord is not inactive. He's very active. He comes running into our lives and asks us to run towards him to meet him. So we need to be attentive to Jesus as he comes to us in scripture, as he comes to us in the sacraments of the church. You know, we believe the sacraments are privileged moments of meeting Jesus as he comes to us in the sacrament of confession. You know, we had a really long line of people wanting to go to confession tonight. I think that's wonderful. We have to get more confessors into the church on Sunday evening, because Christ comes to us then to forgive our sins and to invite us into a deeper kind of intimacy with him. He comes to us, of course, in the Eucharist. And we have to make sure that our celebration of Mass isn't just a habit, this isn't routine, but we celebrate the Mass with watchful anticipation that the Lord will reveal himself to us and his love to us in the celebration of the sacraments. And we also believe that Jesus comes to us in the needs of others, beginning with our husband, or beginning with our wives, or our parents, our children, our intended, if we're getting married. He comes to us in our friends. The voice of the Lord comes to us in those many different ways. And he especially comes to us in the needs of the poor. You might remember last Sunday, the Feast of Christ the King, that scene from the judgment at the end of time should be a vivid part of our memory, where Jesus told in that story that he comes to us in the needs of those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are naked, those who don't have a home, those who are in prison, those who are elderly, those who are sick. Every time we encounter a moment like that, we encounter Jesus. And we need to be attentive or we're going to miss it when he comes to us, speaking to us through the needs of others. You know, and so the Advent season is about paying attention to all of that so that we don't miss the Lord when he comes to us. In our first reading today, we have a passage from the book of the prophet Isaiah where the prophet complains to God, saying this. Listen to his words. "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." You know, he's blaming God for his own lack of attention. The Lord has rendered heaven and come down, right? We believe that as Christians in the person of Jesus Christ, God tore the heavens apart and came down to be one of us, to share his life with us. And we just have to pay attention to the ways that he comes to us in our lives. We have a tendency, of course, to miss the Lord because we're lazy. We are victims of laxity. It means we give ourselves too much room to maneuver and aren't faithful enough to the teachings of Christ. We're sinful. We're apathetic, you know, apathetic to the gospel. You know, one of the great sins of Christians that the early fathers of the church spoke about is what they referred to as the sin of asadia, which is a Greek word that means sloth or slothfulness. You know, you've probably seen cartoons of the sloth, that animal that works, that goes very, very slowly. You know, very, very slowly. Well, that's our Christian life. You know, we just are very slothful in our response to the Lord who comes knocking at our door of our heart because he loves us. And I think it's especially dangerous in today's world it's easy to miss the coming of Christ. We live in a dangerous world because it's a world of distraction. You know, we could describe our own time as a time of the spirit of distraction. You know, we're distracted by so many things, by the television, by the movies, by the internet, by our cell phones. You know, it used to be that when people struggled in life with a serious problem, they would turn to God in order to seek consolation. Now they turn to the internet, right, and to their cell phones, or they go to the mall and buy something. All of those are distractions from the Lord who comes to us knocking at the door of our hearts. So we have 3 weeks of Advent this year rather than four, because Christmas falls on a Monday. So the fourth week of Advent is one day long, not very long. And you and I need to use the grace of this season to become attentive to the Word of God, to His presence in our life. And we ask the Lord to give us that strength as we enter wholeheartedly with enthusiasm into the spirit of Advent. And we say, Lord, grant your faithful the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. May the Lord make that a reality in our lives today.